Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Every once in a while, you get an email from a listener who wants to do a first date follow-up, and you read it, and you're like, I know exactly why they're not getting a call back. And this might be one of those times, but let's find out for sure. Olivia is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She went out with a dude named Brian, and now he's not calling her back, and she wants to know why. Olivia, before we ask you about your date, it sounds like it was a pretty crazy date, but before we ask you about it, how long has it been since you heard from Brian, since your date?
So it's been like a week.
Okay.
And how many times have you reached out to him?
I mean, I texted him like, you know, kind of apologizing for like what happened on the date, like, you know, like two or three times, but like he's never responded. But I also don't think he really cared about what happened on the date.
What happened? Why were you apologizing?
Okay. So this is like hella embarrassing, but I got into a fight during the date.
What do you like with him?
Okay, no,
or
not
physical
with him,
fight
no.
With somebody else. What kind of, what are we talking about?
Yeah, like, okay, so like, long story short, I like seen this chick that I've been beefing with for like years.
So long story long.
Okay, you actually got in a fight on your first date and you'd said in your email you went to a coffee shop. You're fighting at a coffee shop on your first date.
Yeah, because I mean, last time I seen her, she said it was on site, and
on
site just happened to be at the coffee shop while I was on the date with Brian.
Oh my goodness. Did you guys throw down? What's going on?
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on site, it's on site. Like,
how old are you?
So I didn't want to have drama in the coffee shop, so I just like excused myself from the date, and I like told Brian I'd be right back, and then I just like fought that bitch right out in front of the coffee shop.
That's amazing.
You really don't like her.
So did he see it? Did he see it go down?
I mean, no, like he had no idea. Like, I mean, the fight was pretty quick.
You come back with a bloody lip?
Well, no, like right after I just went to the bathroom, like, you know, I fixed my hair and then I just like went back to the table.
The way you're talking about it and just being a person who will go, oh, they said on site, I'll be right back and walk outside. I'm pretty sure you probably won that fight. I've known people like you.
Cash me outside.
Yeah.
About that.
So, okay, why do you have so much beef with this woman anyway? I know it's off topic from the date, but why?
I mean, she like literally got my son kicked out of his private school that he goes to. So, whoa. And I told Brian, like I told him about our drama and like, you know, like I told him about the entire thing and he and I, we like laughed about it. Like it seemed like he understood kind of like where I was coming from.
Okay, so
that would be amazing. Wow. I think it'd be hilarious if that happened on a date.
I honestly would be, I probably would ask you for another date if I was in Brian's shoes. I'd be like, man, that's cool.
That's a strong
also
woman.
I would want to call you back because I'd be scared you'd sock me in the face.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so
I don't know.
Are you sure that he was laughing with you about the getting up from the
or at table? You?
Yeah, to go fight.
No, that's the thing. Like I really like. He actually seemed like he really had my back, like, which is why I really liked him, because he didn't get scared and run away. Like, I don't know. He just, he seems like a real one. He seems like he'll stay by my side, like, no matter what.
Wow. I dare to ask, but how did the rest of the date go?
You know what? Like, good. It actually went really good. Like, once we got past the fight, we, like, you know, actually connected a lot.
You what?
We connected, you know, like okay. We like share a lot of the same interests and like we're from the same city and mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
So other than the fight, everything else was perf.
I mean, yeah, that's the only reason I would even call him. It's because like, you know, I actually really like him. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, God, guys, like, I just hope this bitch didn't mess up my chances with him.
I hope not either.
It's dude. Not like I'm walking around, like, fighting all the time. Right. Like, this is just like a wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like,
it was for just, sure. I hope for her sake she didn't screw up this for you, because it looks like you'll be going back for seconds. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if you get in a fight on your date, scared him away, or if it's something else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next. Don't tune out of this first date follow-up. Do not. I'll tell you why, because if you do, Olivia, who's on the phone for the first date follow-up, she's not getting a call back from a dude named Brian. They went on a date. She will punch you in the face if you tune out. She will track you down and punch you in the face outside of a coffee shop. That's what she will do. Isn't that right, Olivia?
Hey, I'm not, no more fighting. And
okay.
I quit.
If you missed the first part, Olivia actually got in a fight on her first date with this dude, Brian.
Not with him,
someone else. Yeah.
With a girl.
She got in a fight with another woman.
But she was on the date with Brian.
So apparently, Olivia was in the coffee shop with Brian. She saw this woman who got her son kicked out of private school. And I guess you had beef with her, Olivia. And then she told you, hey, it's on site. Next time I see you, it's on site.
On like Donkey Kong.
And then Olivia saw her and I guess went outside and then beat her up and then came back in and finished the rest of her date. And Olivia doesn't understand why she's not getting a call back, because she said the rest of the date was fun and the dude was laughing about it and they had a good time. All right, Olivia.
I mean, Olivia, I get it. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to call Brian right now and see if we can figure it out. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Brian, please?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. My name is Jubal Fresh.
My name is Alex Fresh.
My name is English Evan.
I'm good. I don't want anything.
We're not trying to sell you anything. This is actually a radio show called The Jubal Show, and we're calling you for a reason.
Why are you calling me?
We're calling you because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from a girl named Olivia.
No way. Are you serious?
Yes, 100%. What's up with Olivia? She told us about your date. Why aren't you calling her back?
Oh, that girl knows what happened, okay? I don't know why she hit y'all up. She knows exactly what she did.
She said the date went well. I mean, she did get in a fight.
But she said she liked you a lot. Yeah. You guys vibe real well.
Yeah. Okay, she must be crazy. This girl literally got into a fight on her date. She excused herself, went outside, fought, came back into the restaurant like nothing happened. Like straight up street fighting stuff.
Sounded like it. So is that why you're not calling her back?
You know, listen, I'm from the hood, you know, grew up in, you know, a rough neighborhood. I get it. You know, sometimes you have to handle your business, but she didn't handle hers. Whoever that girl was that she was fighting beat her ass up.
Wait, no. What? What do you mean?
Yeah. That's not what we heard.
Boop, boop, like, 1-2. Yeah, 1-2. She was down.
Really? Okay.
1-2,
so
1-2 hit. She was, yeah.
Okay. Well, we talked to Olivia. We talked to Olivia about it, you know, and we asked her, like, hey, you must have won that fight. And she did make it. People do that, though. She did make it sound like she won. So you're telling me she didn't?
Unless she was watching a different fight, she did not win that fight.
No way.
Well, I did ask if she came back with a bloody lip, and she acted like, no big deal. She just went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, she said the rest of the day went really well.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have a bloody lip, but she was definitely going to have a gnarly black eye.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys were at a coffee shop when she came back, and you guys finished up the date. She thought it went well.
Yeah.
But
so
the whole time,
that,
you just wanted to get a cup of ice to put on her eye?
I mean, yeah, but it's not only you're fighting, you're getting beat up. Like, I can't get here caught up in these fights. She's got to stand her ground here. If she can't stand her own ground, you know, I can't fight a girl, you know.
So it's not about her fighting on the date. It's about her losing the fight.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the date was pretty decent.
Wait, hold on. I did not get beat up. No, hold on. I didn't get beat up.
Wait. Who's...
That's Olivia. She's actually been on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. She's been trying to tell you that she didn't get beat up, but you haven't heard it.
Hey, Brian. Like, okay, I definitely did not get beat up. Like, okay, that's not what you said at dinner. Like,
I'm sorry to say this, but you definitely got beat up, Olivia.
Stop. Stop lying. I know you've seen the other girl. You guys should have seen her. She looked terrible. Like, I did not get beat up. Like, I beat her ass.
I wasn't going to say to your face that you got beat up. That wouldn't have helped the situation at all. You just would have been more infuriated.
Okay, I don't care about the fight. I don't care about that bitch. Like, any of it. Like, okay, I had a good time on our date, and I have not had, like, that never happens to me. Like, I never have fun on dates. Like, I haven't had that much fun with anyone in a really long time.
You said you had a good time as well, right, Brian?
I mean, yeah, you know, honestly, I had a good time too. Olivia's a sweet girl, but, you know, like I was saying before, I've grown up, and I'm trying to get past that, like, lifestyle where I'm, you know, getting into fights. You know, that's behind me. I can't get caught up in that anymore.
Okay, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
And you can see that because she didn't win that fight.
Okay, honestly, like, come on. Like, I haven't gotten into a fight in, like years. Yeah. I mean, it's probably been, like, a few years, a year. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying this will, like, probably never happen again. And I really like you. I mean, come on. You and I, we like the same. Thanks.
Yeah, let me ask Brian a question for you, okay? Brian, would you like to go out on another date with Olivia? We'll pay for it.
If she leaves her boxing gloves at home, you know, I'm good to go.
All right,
okay.
Olivia.
Oh, God.
Hang up the mitts for a while and not throw down when you're on a date with Brian?
Yes, obviously. Like, oh my God. Okay,
obviously.
Brian.
There we go.
All right.
No more fighting. We're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, we did it.
Yay. Well, congrats, guys. Have a good second date.
Yeah, I'm down. Okay.
It sounds like you guys are finished, but the first date follow-up is not done yet.
Huh?
Why?
What? Well,
why?
Now it's done. Now it's done.
Oh my God.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.